analysis reveals that maintaining these foreign outposts drains nearly $100 billion, that's billion, each year from U.S. taxpayers, money that could instead fund urgent domestic priorities. Perhaps most troubling is how these bases have enabled decades of interventionist wars, making it easier for the U.S. to engage militarily across the globe without addressing root causes of conflict or engaging in genuine diplomacy. We're pleased to be joined today by David Vine to discuss what a post-base foreign policy might look like, who benefits from the current system, and what's behind the emerging bipartisan calls to rein it in. A writer and political anthropologist, David was a professor of anthropology at American University for 18 years, from 2006 to 2024. He is also the author of Islands of Shame, The Secret History of the U.S. Military Base on Diego Garcia. David, welcome to Law and Disorder.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be with you, and thank you for that incredibly kind introduction. And I love the phrase post-base world and post.
This is Shannon Lee Reynolds. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
All right, here we go. I dragged in this big stack of classic records and recordings. Let's listen to 100 years of music history. It's time for Cruisin' the Decades. This is episode number 125, cruisinthedecades.com. And on today's show, living in the 80s and enjoying the new all-digital sound of a compact disc. Plus, Jason Isbell says hello, Louis Jordan cooks up some Texas stew, and there's a bowl of cherries enjoyed in the 1930s. Plus, is it a one-hit wonder if they actually had two hit songs? 100 years of music on Cruisin' the Decades. Here's a song that absolutely blows my mind. Focus in on the words here. This is a song, but kind of a piece, a soliloquy, if you will. And this was penned by actor, singer, entertainer George M. Cohen in 1911. And this song is just as much of a mystery, these thoughts about life in general, just as much of a mystery here, over 110 years later. George M. Cohen, Life's a Funny Proposition, After All, on Cruisin' the Decades.
Ever sit and ponder, sit and wonder, sit and think why we're here and what this life is all about? It's a problem that has driven many brainy men to drink. It's the weirdest thing they've tried to figure out. About 1,000 different theories the scientists can show, but never yet have proved a reason why. With all we've thought and all we're taught, why all we seem to know is we're born, live a while, then we die. Life's a very funny proposition after all. Imagination, jealousy, hypocrisy, gall. 3 meals a day, a whole lot to say. When you haven't got the coin, you're always in the way. Everybody's fighting, we wend our way along. Every fellow claims the other fellow's in the wrong, hurried and worried until we're buried. There's no curtain call. Life's a very funny proposition after all. When things are coming easy and when luck is with a man, then life to him is sunshine everywhere. Then the fates blow rather breezy, they quite upset a plan, and he'll cry that life's a burden hard to bear. Though today may be a day of smiles, tomorrow's still in doubt. What brings me joy may bring you care and woe. We're born to die, but don't know why or what it's all about. The more we try to learn, the less we know. Life's a very funny proposition, you can bet. And no one's ever solved the problem properly as yet. Young for a day, and then old and gray, like the rose that buds and blooms and fades and falls away. Losing health in search of wealth, as through this dream we tour, everything's a guess and nothing's absolutely sure. Battle's exciting, fates we're fighting until the curtains fall. Life's a very funny proposition after all.
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world, from superpowered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music.
Walk again and talk. again. Oh boy, sweethearts are all in. I mean it, when it's raining out, oh stay in your flat, put on a lovely night in June. Pick up your hat, fold up your slack, get out, get under the moon.
Get out, get under the moon. That is the legendary voice of Helen Kane. Cruisin' the Decades, just a delightful number from 1928. Helen Kane, along with Baby Esther, known as the inspirations for the Betty Boop cartoon character. We are exploring music history and popular cultural history, cruising the decades where the sounds of classic recordings come to life. Cruisinthedecades.com, now heard worldwide on shortwave radio, on Armed Forces Network, AFN Go, all around the world, at all U.S. military bases and at all U.S. embassies everywhere around planet Earth. That just blows my mind, the reach of the songs selected on Cruisin' the Decades. It will make your head explode, and so will the great and enjoyable tunes. Up next, we go into 1931. Rudy Valli and his orchestra. I remember distinctly being in fourth or fifth grade in a general music class growing up in Minnesota, and we listened to this song as an example of 1930s music. I've always loved this song from elementary school on. Rudy Valli with Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries on Cruisin' the Decades.
Thank you. imitation of Willie Howard singing his chorus in the show.
Life is just a bowl of cherries thrown take it serious. It's too mysterious. At 8 each morning I have got a date to take my plunge around the Empire State. You'll admit it's not the berries in a building that's so tall. There's a guy in the show the girls love to kiss. Gets thousands a week just for crooning like this. Life is just a bowl of nuts. So live and laugh at it all.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Charming be, but a man came along, made my life like a song, and taught me these words of ecstasy tenderly. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. I want some petting and some spooning and some happy honeymooning and some stuff like that there. I used to think that love was just a lot of rubbish, a mess of cabbage, a mess of cabbage. But now my attitude is holy lovey-dovish, and baby, you done it. I want some kissing and some hoping and some missing and some moping and some stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some pacing and some stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it. There's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging and some squeezing and some mugging and some teasing and some stuff like that there. Squeezed, mugged, teased, stuff like that there. I want to be petted, spooned, honeymooned, stuff like that there. I used to think romance was bunk, a dog a Mickey for the ickies, but all at once my heart was sunk, and baby, you done it. I want some kissing and some hoping and some missing and some open and some stuff like that there. I want some leaping and some chasing and some weeping and some pacing and some stuff like that there. And when I get a certain feeling, I confess it. There's really only one expression to express it. I want some hugging, squeezing, mugging, teasing, and some stuff like that there. Stuff like that there.
A great voice of recordings and stage and screen, Betty Hutton. Very interesting artist, very left of center. I mean, that song makes me blush a little bit racy, stuff like that there for Betty Hutton, 1945. Cruising the Decades with one song per decade and over 100 years of music. I'm your host, Brad Savage, cruisingthedecades.com. This show is heard all around the world. You can find all of our playlists at cruisinthedecades.com. You can find our station list, and you can submit a listener reception report. Let us know where you're located, where and if the music is moving you. Hopefully so. Even put in a song request through cruisinthedecades.com. Let's go to Poland, where they listen on Channel 292 shortwave all across Europe and the UK. Here's Martin, our Polish correspondent, with this week's shortwave shoutouts. Listeners checking in from all around the world.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martin with her shoutout show.
You guess it right. Here's Martin, and it's shout-out time. Let's say hello and thank you to some recent listeners. Michelle listens to the show frequently on Channel 292, shortwave, listening at home in Civitanova, Italy. Diego in Salamanca, Spain, is again listening to Cruising the Decades on Channel 292. Pradeep is a very distant listener all the way from Agartala, Tripura, India, also listening on Channel 292, shortwave. We have two recent listeners in Germany. Detlef is in the location of Bad Pyrmont, Germany. And also Chris, listening from Marl, Germany. Both are tuned in on Channel 292 shortwave. And we have our first listeners in Belgium. Mark tunes in from City of Torot, Belgium, also on Channel 292 shortwave. Hector is tuned in from Uruguay. He is located in Maldonado, Uruguay, and has listened via broadcast on WRMI Radio Miami International. Thank you, guys. It's amazing to think of all the places the music of Cruising the Decades is enjoyed. We want you to go to cruisingthedecades.com to submit a song request or listening report. You can also write directly to show hosts on brad@thesummit.fm.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Martin is located in Poland. I'm Brad Savage. I'm in Akron, Ohio at the Summit FM, local, independent, all-music public radio. This is Cruising the Decades, one song per decade, and we move now into the 1950s. For the great Louis Jordan, doing some classic jump blues, early R&B. He has some amazing records throughout his career, and this was a 1956 number, so rock and roll is starting to explode at this time. Well, this is a food song, along with singer Dottie Smith as a fun duet, Texas Stew on Cruising the Decades.
Rattlesnake milk and buzzard eggs, mountain lion ears and wildcat legs. Put them all together and you will have the beginning of a Texas stew. Prickly pear sprouts and bramble joints, berry bush thorns and cactus points. Stir them in lightly and you will have the middle stages of a Texas stew. Add a little kick. Stuff you've got, leave it on the flames till it's bubbling hot, and if it knocks you out, you know you've got what the Texans call a Texas stew.
Hey, honey, you ain't scared of snakes, are you?
Me scared of snakes, and I was born in Texas. Is you a brand new food?
Well, child, you know we got buzzard legs and mountain ears and wildcat legs all mixed up in this stew. You know what a mountain lion is?
I used to play with them little old kittens when I was a youngin'.
You did? Prickly pear sprouts, bramble joints, berry bush thorns, cactus points. You think you can stand a taste of that?
Just like throwing a rabbit in the briar patch.
You know, child, you in there? Add a little kick of blue joy juice and a barrel of dynamite. And when you feel the pop trying to break loose, you know you got the mixture just about right. Throw in any rough, tough stuff you got. Leave it on the flames till it's burning.
you, then you know you've got what the Texans call a Texas stew. How about hippo lips? Turkey tussles? Nat liver? Flea cutlets? I was born in Texas and raised in Texas. I ain't gonna eat nothing but a Texas stew.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Legendary recordings, one song per decade. That's Diddy Wah Diddy. That's Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band. The first single, even before the first album, 1966. And that's a cover. That's originally by Willie Dixon and Bo Diddley, who made that song famous. So that's one of those blues tunes that really goes back to the 1920s in a lot of ways. There was an early version by Blind Blake that we played a number of months ago on this show. Music history, we kind of trace the evolution here on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music. And I'm Brad Savage. We're going into the 80s in just a few minutes, and we're going to find out why. Why do CDs sound so good compared to vinyl? Coming up in a few minutes. And we have to tackle that age-old question. Is it really a one-hit wonder if they actually had two hit singles? Or like one big hit and a moderate follow-up that was actually kind of a flop? We'll see. Cruisin' the Decades continues. I am just back from a trip to Nashville, Tennessee, Music City. I attended the Americana Festival. The Americana Music Association does Americana Fest each year in the fall. Such a great event. So now I got classic country on the brain as we roll into 1973 with Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn on Cruisin' the Decades.
Hey, Louisiana woman.
Mississippi man.
We get together every time we can. A Mississippi river can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. see the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line, see you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in the Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm a-gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in the Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind, gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we'll get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. Too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Now that is a country duet right there. 1973 chart topper, Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man. That's Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn on Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music. CruisinTheDecades.com for all of our playlists and all of our shows on demand. And I got to tell you something, as an avid, lifelong, obsessive record collector, I love vinyl, I love 45s, but if we're being honest, I think CDs are even better, and better for radio, better for making shows like this. I know CDs have kind of gone out the window. A lot of people are dumping their CD collections, but CDs were pretty cool, and they were the height of cool new technology round about 85 when they started coming out en masse in the United States. Let's listen to this 1985 news report about compact discs.
Considering its quality and size, the compact disc most certainly will become a part of our everyday lives in the future. Producer Tom Tomaszewski has that story.
We see that growth continuing this year. We see it going to new heights, really, in the fall of 85, and we really don't see any lessening of the demand.
Jim Frischi is the general manager of the only CD factory in the United States. This Terre Haute, Indiana plant is a joint venture of CBS and Sony. That's a picture of the pits and plateaus a laser reads on the underside of a spinning silver platter. No more needle dragging across grooves in vinyl. This music is computer controlled. That changed things considered basic to engineering quality recordings.
They would compress or they would boost selections. It's not necessary to do most of those things or do those kind of things for CD, because you can go from no content to the burst of a drum or the beginning of an opera, whatever, and reproduce it on CDs without loss in content.
Those pits and plateaus on CDs representing music today could represent text tomorrow, a book maybe, even an entire dictionary. A compact disc computer memory is a technological reality in Japan. Frischi says this plant could produce the software for just such products.
You can put on one CD the equivalent of 600 to 800 floppy disks.
This recording of the 1812 Overture has become the anthem for CD players. Salesmen boom it out when they want to tout the CD's never-ending bass range. CD players are expected to hit the million sales mark in just 3 years. It took TV 11 years and VCRs 6 to hit that mark. CD manufacturers say those numbers are growing because they learned from the VCR makers' mistakes. There is one compact disc standard.
Early praise for the compact disc here on Cruise in the Decades. That news report is from the 1985 archives. Yeah, as someone who grew up in the CD era, vinyl's great. I have a rather large vinyl collection, but CDs are impeccable and digital. And I think we can all agree that physical media in general is much superior to just downloading songs or just streaming a song on demand. Like, what about the artwork? What about the liner notes, the lyrics, the thank yous? Let's hear it for CDs, the top technology of the 80s, living in the 80s. This is Killing Joke, 1985, on Cruising the Decades.
In the Decades, 100 years of music history From Akron, Ohio, USA to the world via high-powered shortwave, Radio Miami International, and the 500-kilowatt blowtorch world band signal of WBCQ, the planet in Monticello, Maine. And heard on the top independent community and music radio stations in the world. Music from the lifelong record collection of Brad Savage, hand-picked song by song. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Chicago, can't stop driving, I don't know why. So many questions I need an answer. 2 years later, you're still on my mind. Whatever happened to Amelia Earhart, who holds stars up in the sky? It's true love just once in a lifetime.
Did the captain of the
Someday We'll Know on Cruisin' the Decades from 1998, the one and only album by New Radicals, led by songwriter, producer, frontman Greg Alexander. The band was out of Chicago. They're generally remembered as a one-hit wonder. Not for that song, but for their big late 90s anthem, You Get What You Give, which you still hear a lot on radio today, and it's a pretty well-established hit song. But don't forget, Someday We'll Know was officially a single, and it kind of stalled at radio. But if we're being honest, I like that song more on a personal level. I just really, really have always enjoyed Someday We'll Know from 1998. New Radicals. CruisinTheDecades.com. 100 years of music, one song per decade. I'm Brad Savage. And now into the 21st century, and now 2003, which is just amazing because this song is still very contemporary. This is going to make you feel old when I announce that this song is over 20 years old.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I could teach you, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings
of music, one song per decade, an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruising the Decades with Brad Savage.
Hello, this is Jason Isbell, and you are on a 100-year musical journey. Let's listen to some old records together here on Cruising the Decades with your host, Brad Savage.
I used to think that this was my town. What a stupid thing to think. I hear you biting off a brain now. Myself, I'm on the brain. I used to want to be a real man. I don't know what that even means. Yeah, I just want you in my arms again, and we can search each other's dreams. I know you're tired and you ain't sleeping well. Uninspired, likely mad as hell. But wherever you
to Jason Isbell for the affirmation and for checking in on Cruisin' the Decades. That is from the Nashville Sound, a big Grammy-winning LP of 2017, Hope the High Road, from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. On Cruisin' the Decades, one song per decade, we're up to 2024 with a recent release by Yola, taking a different direction musically. Yola Carter is a great artist from the UK who has moved to Nashville, started working with producer and record label head Dan Auerbach, also from the Black Keys, and was kind of known for a rootsy Americana thing. But now, exploring different sounds, evolving her style into a more 70s R&B, 70s soul style. This is a recent release by Yola. It's called Future Enemy on Cruisin' the Decades.
I know you're feeling how you're feeling. This is don't go up. This
Ella Carter with a real modern sound, taking a little bit more R&B, funk, and soul influence. That is Future Enemy on Cruisin' the Decades. And now we arrive here with time for one bonus track. And the way I see it, there's always time for the Hokey Pokey.
Turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left foot.
You put your left foot in. You put your left foot out. You put your left foot in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right arm.
You put your right arm in. You put your right arm out. You put your right arm in and then you shake it all about. You put your left arm in, you put your left arm out, you put your left arm in, and then you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right elbow.
You put your right elbow in, you put your right elbow out, you put your right elbow in, and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left elbow.
You put your left elbow in, you put your left elbow out, you put your left elbow in, and then you shake it all about.
Head.
You put your head in, you put your head out, you put your head in, and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Right hip.
You put your right hip in, you put your right hip out, you put your right hip in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Left hip.
You put your left hip in, you put your left hip out, you put your left hip in and you shake it all about. You put your whole self in, you put your whole self out, you put your whole self in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Backside.
You put your backside in, you put your backside out, you put your backside in and you shake it all about.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Hokey pokey.
You do the
hokey pokey. The hokey pokey. You do the hokey pokey. That's what it's all about.
A bonus track on Cruisin' the Decades, Ray Anthony's Orchestra, 1953, the Hokey Pokey. I think I pulled something, a hamstring maybe. But yeah, from Yola Carter to the Hokey Pokey, it must be Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM, and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home.
You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
The IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM,